local radio day.
We begin in December. It's due for release next October. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Weather.
A grey start today, but soon easing to leave a mainly dry, bright and warm day.
Some thundery showers later this afternoon, highs of 23 degrees.
A 4-5 day forecast on our website, rwsfm.co.uk.
From County Upper School for Local Radio Day, I'm Eliza.
And I'm Emily.
From Horringer to Risby, Knowton to the Angel Hill, we love West Suffolk. This is RWSFM 103.3.
That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
A great old start this morning with the odd spot.
Weather.
Clearing up to leave a mainly dry, bright, warm day. Although some thundery showers later on, with highs of 23 degrees Celsius.
A full 5 day forecast is on our website, rwsfm.co.uk.
From County Upper School for Local Radio Day, I'm Samuel.
And I'm Monty.
Truly local radio. We love West Suffolk. This is RWSFM 103.3.
Local radio day. Good morning and a very warm welcome to you. Thank Barry, it's Friday with me, Andrea Jarman. Here with you till 12 o'clock. Thank you very much to Samuel and Monty over at County Upper School. Doing our weather this morning as part of Local Radio Day. Girl,
yeah. 84 yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Weather.
We've had a dull grey start to the day, but should be clearing up, leaving a warm sunny day.
But some thunderstorms may develop in the rising temperatures.
There will be highs of 23 degrees across the day.
A full 5 day forecast is on our website at rwsfm.co.uk. From County Upper School for Local Radio Day, I'm Bea.
And I'm Anna.
Truly local radio. We love West Suffolk. This is RWSFM 103.3. Local Radio Day.
Oh, well done to the students at County Upper School who brought us our weather bulletin just now. It's Local Radio Day. This is RWSFM.
That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Weather.
It should be a bright and mainly dry afternoon.
However, thundery showers could develop in the later hours of the evening.
The temperature is predicted to peak at 23 degrees Celsius.
A full 5 day forecast is available on our website, rwsfm.co.uk. From County Upper School, from Local Radio Day, I'm Peter.
And I'm Ethan.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
100% local. For Bury and beyond. RWSFM 103.3. On air, online, and on your mobile. First for local news. This is RWSFM 103.3.
An inquest found a man died from head injuries after drinking 10 lagers and a bottle of vodka before fatally falling down the stairs. Kevin Turnbull, 52, died at a property in Bury St Edmunds on the 14th of September 2016. The hearing was held in Ipswich on Wednesday afternoon. It was heard he had been drinking all day and fell down the stairs between 10 and 11 that night. There was no evidence to suggest that he had been pushed or assaulted. Police initially treated the death as a murder, arresting two people but were later released without action. The Suffolk coroner concluded Mr Turnbull died from injuries received from falling down the stairs. Plans for the new West Suffolk Council to better drive jobs, prosperity and the local economy has been given the official go-ahead by Parliament. The final orders have been signed by the Minister for Local Government to create the new council. This follows the orders passing all procedural stages through the House of Lords and Commons. The new council would generate around £800,000 in additional savings and efficiencies and help protect the £4 million of annual savings already produced by the sharing services. This weekend, our Bury St Edmunds is hosting the Whitson Fair that offers a range of attractions from a flower and plant market to stalls and entertainers. A large locally known attraction is the Urban Beach that will be in the new location outside Moises Hall Museum. This year, the Cornhole and Butter Market will be home to a number of stalls and entertainment for a range of ages. Mark Cordell, Chief Executive of our Bury St Edmunds, stated that this weekend will be one to remember with some real traditional delights that will make it even better than last.
This year, we are moving the beach to outside Moises Hall. It's bigger than ever to try and give it as much more space. And we've got a brand new attraction on Angel Hill, which is a crafts and arts market, also selling artisan food.
This event is free and will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday and bank holiday Monday.
In sport, Suffolk are playing at the Bury Victory Ground against Bedfordshire in two T20 matches on Sunday. Also, Bury First Team are playing Cambridge Granter away, and the Twos are home this weekend playing Dunmo. Also, the Fen Tigers are racing at Mildenhall Motocross Track this weekend against Plymouth.
That's your local news. I'm Bea.
And on sport, I'm Monty.
For Bury, by Bury, in Bury. This is RWS FM 103.3.
It's back.
100% local for Bury and beyond. RWS FM 103.3. On air, online, and on your mobile. First for local news. This is RWS FM 103.3.
An inquest found a man died from head injuries after drinking 10 lagers and a bottle of vodka before fatally falling down the stairs. Kevin Turnbull, 52, died at a property in Bury St Edmunds on the 14th of September 2016. The hearing was held in Ipswich on Wednesday afternoon. It was heard that he had been drinking all day and fell down the stairs between 10 and 11 that night. There was no evidence to suggest he had been pushed or assaulted. Police initially treated the death as murder, arresting two people, but were later released without action. The Suffolk coroner concluded Mr. Turnbull died from injuries received from falling down the stairs. Plans for the new West Suffolk Council to better drive jobs, prosperity and a local economy has been given the official go-ahead by Parliament. The final orders have been signed by the Minister for Local Government to create the new council. This follows as orders passing all the procedural stages through the House of Lords and Commons. The new council would generate around £800,000 in additional savings and efficiencies to help protect the £4 million of annual savings already produced by sharing services. This weekend, our Bury St Edmunds is hosting the Whitsun Fair that offers a range of attractions from a flower and plant market to stalls and entertainers. A large locally known attraction is the Urban Beach that will be in the new location outside Moises Hall Museum. This year, the Cornhill and Butter Market will be home to a number of stalls and entertainment for a range of ages. Mark Cordell, Chief Executive of our Bury St Edmunds, stated that this weekend will be one to remember with some real traditional highlights that will make it even better than the last.
This year we are moving the beach to outside Moises Hall. It's bigger than ever to try and give it as much more space. And we've got a brand new attraction on Angel Hill, which is a crafts and arts market, also selling artisan food.
This event is free and will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday and bank holiday Monday.
In sport, Suffolk are playing at the Bury Victory Ground against Bedfordshire in two T20 matches on Sunday. Also, Bury First Team are playing Cambridge Granter away, and the Twos are home this weekend playing Dunmo. Also, the Fen Tigers are racing at Mildenhall Motocross Track this weekend against Plymouth.
That's your local news. I'm Ethan.
And on sport, I'm Samuel.
For Bury, by Bury, in Bury. This is RWS FM 103.3.
I love my brother.
The clouds were afraid, wanting in the shade.
100% local, for Bury and beyond. RWS FM 103.3. On air, online, and on your mobile. First for local news. This is RWS FM 103.3.
An inquest found a man died from a head injury after drinking 10 lagers and a bottle of vodka before fatally falling down the stairs. Kevin Turnbull, 52, died at a property in Bury St Edmunds on the 14th of September 2016. The hearing was held in Ipswich on Wednesday afternoon. It was heard he had been drinking all day and fell down the stairs between 10 and 11 that night. There was no evidence to suggest that he had been pushed or assaulted. Police initially treated the death as a murder, arresting two people, but were later released without action. The Suffolk coroner concluded Mr. Turnbull died from injuries received from falling down the stairs. Plans for the new West Suffolk Council to better drive jobs, prosperity and the local economy have been given the official go-ahead by Parliament. The final orders have been signed by the Minister for Local Governments to create the new council. This follows the order passing all the procedure stages through the House of Lords and Commons. The new council would generate around £800,000 in additional savings and efficiencies and help protect the £4 million of annual savings already produced by the sharing services. This weekend, our Bury St Edmunds is hosting the Whitsun Fair that offers a range of attractions from flowers and plant markets to the stalls and entertainment. A large local known attraction is the Urban Beach that will be in the new location outside Moises Hall Museum. This year, the Cornhill and Butter Market will be home to a number of stalls and entertainment for a range of ages. Mark Cadell, Chief Executive of our Bury St Edmunds, stated that this weekend will be one to remember, with some real traditional delights that will make it even better than the last.
This year we are moving the beach to outside Moises Hall. It's bigger than ever to try and give it as much more space. And we've got a brand new attraction on Angel Hill, which is a crafts and arts market, also selling artisan food.
This event is free and will open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday and Bank Holiday Monday.
In sport, Suffolk are playing at the Bury Victory Ground against Bedfordshire in two T20 matches on Sunday. Also, Bury First Team are playing Cambridge Granter away, and the Twos are home this weekend playing Dunmo. Also, the Fen Tigers are racing at Mildenhall Motocross Track this weekend against Plymouth.
That's your local news. I'm Peter.
And on sport, I'm Monty.
For Bury, by Bury, in Bury. This is RWSFM 103.3.
It's back. Our Bury St Edmunds sunshine. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Weather.
There's a yellow rain warning due from now until 9 p.m, but it should clear overnight. Tomorrow the clouds will break to leave a dry, bright and warm day with long sunny swells. Some sharp showers could develop for a time in the afternoon, easing later. A full 5-day forecast is on our website, rwsfm.co.uk. From County Upper School for Local Radio Day, I'm Anna.
Watcha! Join me every Saturday morning for 4 hours of some fantastic tunes. Of the 70s from 10, across the board from 11, including 1120 Love, and a couple of tracks from Elton John too. An hour of power from midday with some power ballads to knock your socks off, and at 1, it's number ones all the way from the US and the UK. Not only will you have the pleasure of my wit and natural charm, you'll get to enjoy the features you've come to know and love. Saturday mornings from 10 till 2 with me, Colin Snazel, on RWSFM 103.3.
There's no need to fly a banner in the sky or to shout through people's letterboxes.
Hello.
If you want to get the word out about your business or event here in Bury St Edmunds, then you need to speak to the RWSFM sales team. RWSFM can help you reach the people you want to talk to with maximum impact and minimum fuss. And it's a lot more affordable than you think. Contact our sales team now on sales@rwsfm.co.uk.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I finally quit.
It feels good.
I was so proud of myself.
I can keep up with my kids now.
I feel a lot richer.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I feel like I've got my life back.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. Experience it for yourself with help from Smoke Free. Our range of free support can help you quit for good, from our app to emails, face-to-face and online communities. Search Smoke Free, because there's only one you.
Bury's Big Drive Home, sponsored by Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutter comes close. Visit shutterlyfabulous.com.
Alrighty then, just after 4 o'clock, it's a Friday afternoon and local radio day, and what a day it's been at County Upper School. Doing the weather, the news and the sports. Right, into the big drive home now. Music on the way from Coldplay in a moment or two, but first Macklemore and Rudimental with These Days on RWSFM.
RWSFM 103.3.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful.
On air, online, and on your mobile. First for local news. This is RWSFM 103.3.
An inquest found a man died from head injuries after drinking 10 lagers and a bottle of vodka before fatally falling down the stairs. Kevin Turnbull, 52, died at a property in Bury St Edmunds on 14th of September 2016. The hearing was held in Ipswich on Wednesday afternoon. It was heard he'd been drinking all day and fell down the stairs between 10 and 11 at night.
There was no evidence to suggest that he'd been pushed or assaulted. Police initially treated the death as a murder, arresting two people, but were later released without action. The Suffolk coroner concluded Mr. Turnbull died from injuries received from falling down the stairs. Plans for the new West Suffolk Council to better drive jobs, prosperity and the local economy has been given the official go-ahead by Parliament. The final orders have been signed by the Minister for Local Government to create the new council. This follows the order passing all the procedural stages through the House of Lords and Commons. This new council would generate around 800,000 in additional savings and efficiencies and help protect the 4 million of annual savings already produced by sharing services. This weekend, Arbury St Edmunds is hosting the Whitsun Fair that offers a range of attractions from a flower and plant market to stalls and entertainers. A large locally known attraction is the Urban Beat that will be in the new location outside Moises Hall Museum. This year, the Cornhill and Butter Market will be open to a number of stalls and entertainment for a range of ages. Mark Cordell, Chief Executive of Arbury St Edmunds, stated that this weekend will be one to remember with some real traditional delights that will make it even better than the last.
This year we are moving the beach to outside Moises Hall. It's bigger than ever to try and give it as much more space. And we've got a brand new attraction on Angel Hill, which is a crafts and arts market, also selling artisan food.
This event is free and will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday and Bank Holiday Monday.
In sport, Suffolk are playing at the Bury Victory Ground against Bedfordshire in two T20 matches on Sunday. Also, Bury first team are playing Cambridge Granter away, and the Twos are home this weekend playing Dunmo. Also, the Fen Tigers are racing at Mildenhall Motocross Track this weekend against Plymouth.
That's your local news, and I'm Eliza.
And on sport, I'm Samuel.
For Bury, by Bury, in Bury. This is RWS FM 103.3.
It's back. Our Bury St Edmunds, your local
audio of them discussing hardwood floors. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Weather.
There's a yellow rain warning due from now until 9 p.m, but it should clear overnight. Tomorrow, the clouds will break to leave a dry, bright and warm day with long sunny spells. Some sharp showers could develop from the time in the afternoon, easing later on. A full five-day forecast is on our website, rwsfm.co.uk. From County Upper School for our local radio day, I'm Monty.
Travel.
Brought to you in association with our...
Local news on the way for you next. The last time from the students at County Upper School, Year 9's Monty and Emily have got the last local news for you next.
Watch out. Join me every Saturday morning for 4 hours of some fantastic tunes. An hour of the 70s from 10. Across the board from 11, including 1120 Love, and a couple of tracks from Elton John too. An hour of power from midday with some power ballads to knock your socks off. And at 1, it's number ones all the way from the US and the UK. Not only will you have the pleasure of my wit and natural charm, you'll get to enjoy the features you've come to know and love. Saturday mornings from 10 till 2 with me, Colin Snazel, on RWS FM 103.3.
On air, online, and on your mobile. First for local news. This is RWS FM 103.3.
An inquest found a man died from head injuries after drinking 10 lagers and a bottle of vodka before fatally falling down the stairs. Kevin Turnbull, 52, died at a property in Bury St Edmunds on the 14th of September 2016. The hearing was held in Ipswich on Wednesday afternoon. It was heard he'd been drinking all day and fell down the stairs between 10 and 11 that night. There was no evidence to suggest that he'd been pushed or assaulted. The police initially treated the death as a murder, arresting two people, but were later released without action. The Suffolk coroner concluded Mr Turnbull died from injuries received on falling down the stairs. Plans for the new West Suffolk Council to better drive jobs, prosperity and the local economy has been given official go-ahead by Parliament. The final orders have been signed by the Minister for Local Government to create the new council. This follows the orders passing all the procedural stages throughout the House of Lords and Commons. The new council will generate around 800,000 in national savings and efficiencies and help protect the £4 million of annual savings already produced by sharing services. This weekend, Arbroath St Edmunds is hosting the Whitsun Fair that offers a range of attractions from a flower and plant market to stalls and entertainers. A large, locally known attraction is the Urban Beach that will be in the new location outside Moises Hall Museum. This year, the Cornhill and Butter Market will be home to a number of stalls and entertainment for a range of ages. Mark Cordell, Chief Executive of Arbroath St Edmunds, stated that his weekend will be one to remember with some real traditional delights that will make it even better than the last.
This year we are moving the beach to outside Moises Hall. It's bigger than ever to try and give it as much more space. And we've got a brand new attraction on Angel Hill, which is a crafts and arts market, also selling artisan food.
This event is free and will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday and bank holiday Monday.
In sport, Suffolk are playing at the Bury Victory Ground against Bedfordshire in two T20 matches on Sunday. Also, Bury First Team are playing Cambridge Granter away, and the Twos are home this weekend playing Dunmo. Also, the Fen Tigers are racing at Mildenhall Motocross Track this weekend against Plymouth.
That's your local news. I'm Emily.
And on sport, I'm Monty.
Truly local radio. We love West Suffolk. This is RWS FM 103.3. Local radio day.